From Decatur to Dunwoody, from Tucker to Toco Hills, from Chamblee to Stone Mountain, this is the voice of commerce in DeKalb County. Now, broadcasting from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Decatur, this is DeKalb Business Today.
And welcome into a very special edition of DeKalb Business Today. My name is Matt Holmes. You know, a couple weeks ago, we took our show on the road for the very first time to Druid Hills Country Club for the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce Golf Tournament. And we're glad to be joined by the president of the Chamber of Commerce, Katarina Taylor. Katarina, it was a great event.
Yeah, Matt, it was awesome. We were so excited to have it on Monday at the golf course. And Druid Hills is an amazing golf course. It was a little bit of rain.
Yeah,
but we still
I think
had
I'm still drying
time.
Out a little bit.
Yeah, Matt got a chance to play a little golf. The rain, you know, was a damper the first couple of hours, but it was awesome. It turned out really awesome.
So talk a little bit about the fact that obviously this is something that raises money for the Chamber of Commerce, but it's about more than just raising money, I would imagine.
Absolutely. So the reason why the Chamber even raises money is for a few different initiatives. And that's economic development, DeKalb, education, policy, anything that we think that we should be doing on behalf of businesses and policies that may be impacted, you know, working with our legislators. And then, of course, member services. What other things that could we provide to our members that they would see beneficial?
How much time did you and your staff put into organizing and planning and getting this all done?
So big events like our golf tournament take months. I would say, gosh, I can't even imagine how many hours that, you know, the staff and the team really worked on this. It takes lots of volunteers, lots of leaders from our board. So we really started planning this golf tournament around April. So we're just so excited that it's over with.
We talked with some of the biggest business leaders, executives, business decision makers in DeKalb County out there at the golf tournament. I think it says something, the fact that these busy men and women took a full day out of their schedule to come out and support this.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we've got some great business people in the community, some great corporate partners. You know, two of our sponsors were Atlanta United, the new soccer team that's coming to Atlanta. So we're very excited to have the Arthur Blank Foundation there to support the tournament. And then Sports DeKalb, which is a part of Discover DeKalb, our CBB.
And I think that a lot of people are excited to see Atlanta United FC there, as well as their new training grounds coming to DeKalb County. Well, we talked about those big decision makers and those big executives. Myself and Jason Becknell interviewed quite a few of them. Take a listen to them now on DeKalb Business Today.
Starting with John Kelly from Georgia Power. John, how'd you play today?
We had fun. You know, the weather held up, and so it was more fun than how we played.
Yeah,
we
always
have fun on the golf course.
I think we're in the same boat, because I'm not mentioning my group score either. But talk to me about why this is important for the Chamber of Commerce, an event like this.
Well, it's important because this is an opportunity for networking, and it's certainly give the business community an opportunity to showcase what we are in DeKalb and the importance of the Chamber in DeKalb. And we really appreciate all those who have joined the Chamber, who have come back to the Chamber, and it is very important that the business community have a voice in the community.
You have a position with Georgia Power. You could just have a position with Georgia Power. You choose to work and be active with the Chamber of Commerce. Why take on that extra load?
Well, first of all, Georgia Power, we are a citizen where we serve, and we certainly feel that we should do our part in the community. And being a part of the community is just as important as keeping the lights on. And for that reason, we choose to participate. We feel that we can encourage others to participate. And it simply helps us grow our state. And if our state grow, so does Georgia Power.
Anything new, exciting happening at Georgia Power right now?
Well, I'm sure you have heard of the acquisition of AGL, and that's exciting, and that's moving forward. And, of course, our two new nickel units at Plant Vogtle, and all of that is exciting at this point.
That's fantastic. John Kelly from Georgia Power, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having us.
We're talking with Ray Gilley from the DeKalb Development Authority. First and most important question, how'd you play out there today?
Apparently very well. We came in first place. We tied, and it was a scorecard playoff, and we were fortunate enough to win.
Okay, so be honest, who was carrying the team in the foursome?
Well, I'd love to say it was me, but it actually was a team effort throughout the day. Various members of our team contributed, thankfully, at just the right time, and we were very fortunate to survive the initial wet weather, but then it got really, really became a Chamber of Commerce day out there. So we're very happy with the outcome.
Tell me a little bit about the Development Authority and what you all have going on right now.
We're the Decide DeKalb Development Authority. We provide full economic development services for DeKalb County throughout the county. And our primary mission and focus is to increase the number of high-wage, high-value jobs and capital investment into DeKalb County. So we want to help our best and existing companies to grow and also to attract other great companies to locate and expand in DeKalb County.
And obviously, it's kind of a no-brainer to partner with the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely. The Chamber of Commerce is one of our great community partners, assisting in every way whenever we have projects or whenever we have programs or activities. They're very supportive of a strong and diverse economy and a strong business climate. So we appreciate all the good work that they do.
Two more questions for you. Where can people go online to find out more information about the Development Authority?
Great question. www.decidedecab.org. www.decidedecab.org.
All right. And last question. Will you be back? Can you announce it right now? You'll be back in 2016 to defend the title?
Yes, we will be back in 2016.
There you go. The champion, Ray Gilley from the Decide DeKalb Development Authority. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
All right. We're here with Al Edwards. He is the chair of the Chamber of Commerce Board here in DeKalb County. Al, appreciate you joining us.
Thank you, Matt. We really appreciate the opportunity to talk with you.
So what does a day like this mean for the Chamber of Commerce? Obviously, it's an effort to raise money and do good for the Chamber, but it's more than just that, right?
It is. I think it's really about growing strategic partnerships. And I think it's kind of exhibited, depending on how you engage the Chamber, you experience the Chamber in that fashion. And I think a golf tournament provides an opportunity for people who may not be as active with the Chamber to see all of our partnerships and to enjoy one of the finest golf courses in the region here in DeKalb County.
Tell us a little bit about your role with the Chamber.
Yeah, I mean, I've been involved for several years, about 7 years, and I as a member, committee chair, then the vice, second vice chair, first vice chair. And so this year, I'm the chairman, 2015. And so basically, I lead a 46-person board. We have a first and second vice chair. Fred Daniels, who you talked to, is the second vice chair. He's our 2017 chair-elect. And then Diane McLaren, who's our first vice chair, who's an executive with Oglethorpe Power. She will be our chair in 2016. So, we provide, planning, guidance, visioning, and really support to the staff.
And lastly, we'd be remiss if we didn't have you mention your day job. Talk a little bit about that.
I have a day job. I'm the managing director and founder of CERM, a corporate environmental risk management. We're also called CERM. We started, matter of fact, 20 years and 8 days ago at the South DeKalb Business Incubator. And so we've been able to grow from a high school friend, partner, who started the company. And now we're over 50 employees. We have offices in Mobile and in Pennsylvania. And so it's an exciting time for, our business is located here in the county. And I'm also a long-term resident of the county.
And how can listeners find out more about your business?
Well, our website is www.cerm.com. Or either all of our, we have social media, Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, those platforms as well. So,
Al Edwards, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Hey, we're here with the VP of Finance for the Center for Civil and Human Rights, Adrian White. How are you doing today?
I'm so well. How are you?
All right. Great. Tell us a little bit about what it is that you do over at the Center for Civil and Human Rights.
So we are a relatively new museum in the Atlanta area, and we really focus on stories from the civil rights era and also just celebrating stories about human rights as well. Many people think that it's frozen in time, but there's still so many stories across the globe, and we feature, it's interactive, it's a lot of fun. You walk out feeling inspired, and there's also tons of programming. So I want everybody from DeKalb through to Gwinnett to Fulton to come through and just learn.
Do you have a lot of school groups come through?
Absolutely. Right now, especially at the beginning of the year, we've got a lot of schools coming through. We do many teacher workshops to help teachers understand how to embed different stories from civil and human rights into their daily learning plans. So there's so much, whether you be a teacher or a student, and we're all lifelong learners. So it's one of those places that you can always come in and learn something new.
Are the exhibits changing, always updating the exhibits?
Yes, about every, I'd say, 3 to 6 months. So we have access to the King papers, and the collection is so large that we can't display all of them at the same time. And they're coming in. We're actually getting a new section of the papers coming up after Labor Day, and it will be incredible. It'll be one of the first times where the letter notifying that Martin Luther King that he's been selected for the Nobel Peace Prize has been on display. So it's so fascinating.
Wow, some stuff there you're not going to see anywhere else.
Exactly. I mean, it's national. It's a global center where we really celebrate and focus on and help educate people on human rights.
And if anybody wants to know more information about the Center for Civil and Human Rights, where can they go find more information on that?
Absolutely. They can visit our website at www.civilandhumanrights.org and learn about any events, how to become a member, and just how to enjoy the experience.
Now we're joined by Nika Smith with IDEVO People Consulting. Tell us a little bit about your business.
My business is a training and development business. It's a professional development firm, and we specialize in helping people experience bliss at work, meaning we help with stress management, conflict management, even anger management, things that do happen at work, those little frustrations, and how we can turn them into positive things and things that help us be more productive versus being less productive.
Okay, that is something that obviously businesses small, medium, and large have to deal with. And when you go out and start your own business, you're not always thinking about the skill sets you're going to need to deal with these interpersonal conflicts that sometimes come up.
Absolutely. I think that's a part of leadership that they don't talk about very much. We're usually hired for our ability to manage a task, but not necessarily manage people because of the interpersonal skills. So that's one of the things I focus on when I do leadership consulting in the areas of, again, conflict, stress, and anger reduction.
Okay, and if anyone wants to know more about your business, how can they get in touch with you?
They can reach me at www.idevo.com, and that's spelled A as in apple, I, D as in dog, E, V as in Victor, O. We're our website. We do webinars once a month. We do speaking engagements. We do a newsletter once a month. So you can log on, sign up for that. We have an ebook called Workplace Triggers, so you can learn about what your triggers are and how to deal with them. So please come and check us out and sign up.
Now we're joined by Thel Moore from American Family Insurance. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
What brings you out here today?
To play some golf and get an opportunity to get exposed to some golf. I actually participated in the ladies' golf clinic. It was a great opportunity. I'm hoping to get some ladies together to form a group.
That's good. Playing golf is just one of the many ways people get together and network here in DeKalb County is when it comes to business.
Yes, it is. I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Now tell us a little bit about your agency in DeKalb County.
Okay. My agency is located on the DeKalb and Gwinnett borderline in Stone Mountain at 78 and East Park Place. It's right near the post office there in Stone Mountain.
Okay. What kind of services does your agency offer for businesses and people?
Okay. We offer auto, home, life, and business insurance. We've offered insurance to a lot of the local businesses in the Stone Mountain area.
All right. So basically anything, you got your house, your fire, auto, life, all that stuff, anything businesses need to insure their property and businesses.
Yes. Yes. We do all of the business, all the lines of business insurance, including if you are a consultant and you need business insurance. If you have rental property, mm-hmm. It's another opportunity that we use to insure you.
All right. And anybody listening to this that needs some insurance needs, how could they best get in touch with you?
Well, you can stop by my office or you can call my office at 678-537-8430. My email address is tmoore2@amfam.com. That's T-M-O-O-R-E, the number 2@amfam.com. American Family Insurance.
And now we're joined by Dan Bell from Discover DeKalb. How you doing today, Dan?
Great.
All right. Now tell me a little bit about Discover DeKalb. What all do they do?
Our main focus is bringing in sporting events for economic impact for the county.
And we just had a whopper of a sporting deal come to DeKalb County. You want to talk a little bit about that?
We were the presenting sponsors along with Atlanta United, our new soccer facility that's going to be training facility in DeKalb.
And I've heard about that project. That's really going to transform that area on Memorial Drive around there. It's going to be a soccer practice facility, but it's also going to host some events as well.
Absolutely. That will be my main focus, is bringing in different sporting events to the facility where we will bring in out-of-state teams to bring an economic impact.
All right. What other kind of sporting events do we have going on around DeKalb County people might not be aware of?
We've hosted several, as a matter of fact, we just hosted a swimming event at Emory University. We just hosted a lacrosse. We got a kickball event coming up. We also work with some local, events as well. We have the Buford Highway Bike and Bikes event on September as well.
Wow. These are some events people don't always think about when they think about coming to DeKalb County. Where can someone go to learn more about the sporting events coming to DeKalb County and discover DeKalb?
You can go to our website, sportsdecap.com, and you can see all of our upcoming events there.
And now we're joined by Bridget Lewis from Workplace Learning Solutions. How you doing today, Bridget?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Now tell us, you have actually been a guest on DeKalb Business Radio before. How was that?
Yes, I have. It was a wonderful experience. I got a chance to really tell about my business as a new up-and-coming business in DeKalb County. And I actually met a few other business owners during my interview, so that was a very good experience.
Well, we're always glad to hear that because that's what we're all about at DeKalb Business Radio, is helping local business owners meet and connect with other business owners. So we're glad to hear you had a good experience. But for the people that didn't hear that show and they're just tuning in now, tell us about Workplace Learning Solutions. What kind of services do you provide?
Well, we are a professional development consulting company, and basically what that means, we do training and development. We focus on small businesses. We do a lot of work with government agencies also, and we love working with nonprofits. And essentially, we do anything from leadership development to customer service to performance management to supervisory training. You name it, we do it in the soft skills field.
So all the stuff, you can provide the services so the business owners don't have to worry about that. Let them let you take care of that.
Absolutely. We believe that a well-trained employee is going to, you know, provide the best type of service to your customer, and also will be a great return on the investment that you're putting into that employee. So we want to make sure that we provide the types of training that will impact the employee's performance.
Okay, and if any of the business leaders listening now want to get in touch with you, is there a website, or what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can get in touch with Workplace Learning Solutions at our website, workplace-learning-solutions.com. We're also on Twitter at WLS Training Co. And you can also find us on Facebook, facebook.com/WLS page.
And now we're joined by DeKalb County Commissioner Nancy Jester. How you doing today, Nancy?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
All right. Tell us some of the exciting things happening in your district right now.
Well, so I'm the commissioner for District 1 in DeKalb, and it's a fabulous district. So it goes all the way from Dunwoody, Brookhaven, Chamblee, Doraville, all the way over to unincorporated areas of the North Lake and Tucker area and into Smoke Rise. So that northern part of DeKalb. It's a wonderful district. It's number one, we always say. So it's District 1. We've got so much going on. We have a very vibrant business community in the perimeter area. So there's all of the perimeter business. Right now, very exciting development and the GM plan in Doraville. And as anyone who drives by 285 sees, that has gone into a full-scale demolition now. All the materials have been, all the buildings and materials have been taken down, and they're in piles. So that development is going to be, I call it a new front door for DeKalb and really the metro area, because it's so close to Spaghetti Junction right there. It's so visible. It's such a visible part of DeKalb County. And of course, there's a MARTA line that goes right to Doraville there. So that's going to be a huge and interesting new development for all of DeKalb County. It's in District 1, but it's going to benefit the entire county. So I'm very excited about that. Of course, Tucker is thriving. The Tucker Main Street area is really growing and becoming quite a unique destination. They have everything there, from their farmer's market, which I've gone to over the summer, that is, you know, has fabulous local vendors there. I encourage everyone to get out to that. So check out the restaurants over in Tucker. So there's just a lot of excitement going on. Like I said, everything from the perimeter to the GM plant over to the new hip happening place over in Tucker. So
yeah, we've had a lot of business leaders from Tucker on the show in the past 2 months that we've been on the air. And that's one thing that's constant, is there's so much growth in that area. It's really kind of exploded in the last year or two.
It really has. It has such a neat vibe. For anyone that hasn't had a chance to go to Main Street Tucker in a while, go over there. The amazing businesses. We've had a number of what we call commissioner conversations or have a Coke with a commissioner at restaurants over there, and they've been well attended. There's a great civic group over there, great business group over there, and I know the DeKalb Chamber is well represented over there. It is just a fun time for all ages, arts and crafts. They have lots of festivals going on, and I mentioned the farmer's market before. It's the hipster place, too. It's really hip happening. It's kind of, you know, like where Decatur was really many years back, I think. So a lot of young, new, fresh things happening in Tucker. So check it out.
Yeah, I can speak from experience. I moved to Tucker 5 years ago, and it's just grown so much in such a short amount of time. But it's grown, I think, in the right way. It hasn't exploded with things that you don't want. But a lot of, like you mentioned, the Main Street. I mean, when I first moved there, there was some office buildings and a bank, and it was like there wasn't a pulse. And then Local 7 moved in, and it just seemed like it started to become Main Street USA right there in Tucker.
That's right. There's a whole vibe there now. There's a whole sort of environment there that is growing on itself. And I credit the wonderful civic leaders over there, the DeKalb Chamber, which is hosting the event we're at here today, as part of that. There's a lot of really important folks, the Tucker Northlake CID, and all that Ann Rosenthal has done with that. Just some amazing things. And Tucker has some wonderful neighborhoods where, you know, people are buying their first homes and in even their second and third because it's got such a plentiful supply of various price points over there in various styles. So I think it's a great area. It's a great neighborhood. It is a very trendy place right now. So get in while you can, I say, over in Tucker. It's a wonderful community. I'm blessed. I live in Dunwoody and love the city of Dunwoody. Having a, you know, it's a great family city. But my aunt and uncle, they've lived for 45 years in Tucker, and my cousins grew up there. So I know firsthand what a wonderful community it is, and it is just absolutely wonderful for me to see how it's flourishing, how the business community is really coming back, and it is becoming a destination location, I think.
I think it's the next great suburb in Atlanta, yeah. But I am biased because I've lived in Tucker for 5 years, so I have to put that out there. Let's talk a little bit about today's event, the DeKalb Golf Tournament. What brought you out here today?
Well, I was so honored to be invited by the DeKalb Chamber to come and participate and get to talk with business leaders, in particular women business leaders in our community. And Katarina, the executive director, she did a great job putting together a women's golf clinic. And boy, we just had a blast down there. We had a great group of ladies and a great couple of golf pros helping us learn how to chip and drive the ball. And man, we had some great shots. There's nothing like the feeling of hitting a really good shot off the tee. So that was fabulous. I really enjoyed that. I want to thank her for inviting me. I want to thank the chamber for inviting me. I had a great time. And it was really fabulous to connect to the women business leaders and in our community. So this was a great win for the DeKalb Chamber and certainly for all the business leaders and myself here as an elected leader today.
DeKalb County District 1 Representative Nancy Jester, thanks so much for joining us today on DeKalb Business Radio X.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And now we're joined by someone who has actually been a guest before on DeKalb Business Radio X, the in-town doula, Margaret Mason Tate McIntyre, or for short, we call you MMT.
Yes.
Right, okay. Well, first of all, for people who didn't hear the episode that you were on, tell us all about in-town doula. What is a doula and what can a doula do for you?
In-town Doula is Atlanta's premier doula agency. We provide professional labor support and postpartum support to new and existing families in the metro Atlanta area.
And so, as my co-host Matt, his wife is expecting, what would someone get? What kind of services would they get? What does it do for the mother to have a doula? Because I haven't talked to you before. I understand it's not really a medical role. It's more of a support and service role.
That's absolutely accurate. We don't work in a medical capacity. We work in a continuous support capacity. So what that looks like is support prenatally, doing education, information, emotional support, and preparation for whatever type of birth that family wants to achieve. So we're working with them prenatally, but then we're actually there supporting them physically, emotionally, and informationally during the birth, wherever they're choosing to birth. So postpartum, what that looks like is serving new families in whatever way they need. If they need grocery shopping, if they need help learning about how to bathe a baby. Look, some parents are coming to us having never held a baby before. They need extra support, and they need continuous support that they're not being provided through their healthcare providers or through family that can't offer objective, unbiased support.
Yeah, I know you always have that. Well, my mother says do this, and when we had our child, they said, you know, your mother's going to give you a lot of advice. Your mother-in-law is going to give you a lot of advice. Bear in mind that advice is 30-something years old, and things have changed. It might have been right in their time, but things have changed. Do you find a lot of that?
Absolutely. And one thing that I love about working with new families and extended families is kind of working as a liaison between maybe mother-in-law or mom and the new parents to try to explain, you know, why new information is out there and what the differences are and why we should be doing things a little bit differently now.
And more about your business. I know from talking to you last time, you're based here in DeKalb County, but you've actually expanded your business into multiple locations and even across state lines.
Yes, we are looking in 2016. We are expanding to Greenville, South Carolina. We're so excited about that. The upstate is a beautiful and robust place to do business. We're so excited about getting across state lines next year.
All right, we're here with Monica Selden from Selden Enterprises. Good afternoon. Good to see you again.
Hi, nice to see you too, Matt.
So talk to me about your involvement with the golf tournament here for the Chamber of Commerce.
I was part of the golf committee, and I was responsible for getting sponsors to participate in our raffle.
How does this help your business to be involved in something like this?
It allows me to get to know some of the local business owners, you know, develop a personal relationship, let me know who I am and, you know, what I can do for them, but also just get to know them on a personal level.
Anything exciting coming up for Selden Enterprises as we move from the summer to the fall?
Well, we are going to break into the Latino or Hispanic market. I'm going to go to Colombia in 2 weeks, do a little bit of business and bring that experience back here in Atlanta.
Excellent. Where can potential customers and clients find you online?
You can find us at www.seldenenterprisesinc.com.
And we're talking with Jim McMahon from the DeKalb County School Board. And not just the school board, you wear quite a few hats. Tell us what you do.
Thanks, Matt. I am also in the residential mortgage business. I own a company called McMahon Mortgage. We're a full-service lender here in the state of Georgia. And we have been supporting public schools now for the past decade. And that was kind of my beginning into advocating for improved public education. And that's my path to the school board.
What role can realtors in the real estate market play when it comes to schools and the development within the county?
Well, that's a great question, Matt. And the realtors, they're the go-to people for information regarding the schools because people know what drives property values. Parents want to know where the good schools are. And even if a school is not at the top of the of student achievement, there's a lot of good things going in the community to support the schools, and the realtors are a big part of improving our schools. And so they can volunteer and they join our local school councils, and that's a big deal, is the local school council, because you don't have to be a parent to be on there, but a community business representative. And that is the public-private partnership that we're looking for to improve education in DeKalb.
You've got the two gigs, which means I would imagine you're pretty busy, but you decided to make time today to come out here to the Chamber of Commerce Golf Tournament. A lot of business leaders in DeKalb here. What's the message from you as a school board member to these people you're meeting and greeting today?
Well, my message is essentially the water's fine, come on in. We need the support of our private sector companies, and believe it or not, they are just looking for the right leadership and the opportunity to come in support our schools here in DeKalb. We've got a new superintendent. Our board is led by our chairman, Dr. Melvin Johnson, and I'm the vice chair. We're out in the community. The chair and I both played in the golf tournament today. We network with all the great companies here associated with DeKalb Chamber of Commerce, and that is just like the centerpiece of business and networking here in DeKalb is through the chamber, and that's why we're here.
Where can listeners find more about your business and more information on upcoming school board meetings?
I appreciate that. So the school board meetings are on our school district website. Just go to DeKalb County Schools, click on Leadership, Board of Education, and all of our meetings will be listed there. Our September meetings in on the 14th, because Monday, the Labor Day. And so our meetings are on Mondays for a school board. Personally, private sector, McMahonMortgage.com is my website. And I can be found on my cell at 404-808-0945.
We're joined now by Terrell Patton from Keller Williams Realty. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Matt.
So tell me why you took your afternoon to come out to the golf tournament and support the Chamber of Commerce.
This is my third year doing this golf event, and it's a lot of fun. Meet a lot of leaders in the county, and just to be able to give back and talk about the movement forward of the county on the golf course is invaluable. It's awesome. It's an awesome event.
What's the real estate market like right now?
Oh, my God. It is amazing. It is moving really fast. Right now, it's a phenomenal time to sell because prices are moving up and interest rates are still low. So it's a great time to still find values out there and good properties. So it's amazing right now.
How long does it stay that way?
Right now, we never know when we're at the top of the market until it starts to come down. So I would say we're really close to the top.
How can potential clients find more information about you?
They can go to our website. It's www.kwtucker.com and find out all the properties that's for sale across Metro Atlanta.
All right, we're here with Mike Shields from Surge 365 Travel. Good afternoon to you.
Well, good afternoon. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good. Oh, look, I know you're a busy guy. You're taking time out of your schedule to come down here to the golf tournament and support the Chamber of Commerce. Why is that important to you? Why is it important to your business?
Well, you know, it's very important as far as getting out and just meeting other people, networking, as well as, you know, all of this is helping the community. So I'm just excited to be here.
On the travel front, kids are back in school now. Obviously, you know, it's expensive to travel during the summertime peak season. It'll be expensive during the holidays as well. So you're kind of in a fertile ground for finding deals, right?
Well, you know, based on what we have, it just doesn't matter because people are literally traveling 365 days a year. And as I stated, you know, being able to travel at the very lowest cost guaranteed, having a 110% guarantee, you can't beat that.
And so tell our listeners where they can find more information if they do have travel needs.
Listen, if you have travel needs, you can go to www.surge365.com/MJ, Shields, S-H-I-E-L-D-S.
And last question for you, as we get into September now, what is the place to go in September? What's the travel destination?
Well, you know what? As I tell folks all the time, you can't go wrong with the Dominican Republic. And right now, all-inclusive are going, they're hot. They're hot. So, you know, anywhere in the Dominican Republic, all-inclusive is the deal.
The way to go. Mike Shields from Surge 365 Travel. We appreciate you joining us.
Well, thank you so very much.
We're here with Fred Daniels from Citizens Trust Bank. Glad to have you here today.
Thank you very much.
All right, so tell me some good shots out on the golf course.
Oh, plenty of good shots. You just need a camera.
So talk to me about your involvement here at this Chamber of Commerce event. I'm sure you're a busy guy, but you take your Monday to come out here and support the Chamber. Why is that important to you and important to your business?
Well, economic development for the growth of DeKalb County is important to everyone. As a banker, obviously we want to have the opportunity to meet new customers, to facilitate relationships, but have fun in the process. I've been on the board for, I guess, going on 6 years. I'm the chair elect for 2017. I also am the immediate past chairman of the Marta Board of Directors. So I've been involved in many aspects in the community just outside the bank.
What kind of presence does Citizens Trust Bank have in DeKalb County?
Oh, we started off back in the early 90s as First Southern Bank. And then we merged with Citizens Trust. I think the bank was founded in 1989 as First Southern. Citizens Trust was founded in 1921. We have offices in Lithonia, right on Panola Road, on Stone Mountain Lithonia Road, and over in Rockbridge. We also have our operations center over off Panola Industrial Boulevard. So we are highly involved with DeKalb County, not to mention we're involved in the East Metro DeKalb CID, of which I chair the board of directors for that organization too.
And lastly, what sets Citizens Bank apart? There's a lot of banks out there that people can choose. What sets y'all apart?
I think what really sets Citizens Trust Bank apart from the others is, one, we're African-American owned institution, but even beyond that, each customer gets a individual interview as it relates to their lending needs. So there is no boilerplate credit score. There's no boilerplate you score 500 your decline in 501, you're approved. We give full analysis to each individual application that comes in, which gives the credit, which gives the business owner the opportunity to really make their case. Many times it's not only the credit score that drives this cash flow and other factors as it relates to credit. And really, it's very important for an entrepreneur to really be able to tell where they're going, their strategy, their direction, and how that the loan will impact their company. They get the opportunity to do that with an individual loan officer at Citizens Trust, where you might not get that at one of the larger banks.
That's fantastic. Where can listeners find out more about Citizens Trust Bank?
You can go to our website at ctbconnect.com, or you can call 678-406-4000. That's 678-406-4000.
All right, Fred Daniels from Citizens Trust Bank, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for the opportunity, and good luck on your venture.
We're joined by Otis Threet from Lanier. Good afternoon. Glad to see you.
Good afternoon, Matt. How are you doing today?
Doing really well. We're at a golf course. I can't imagine life being much better. Just kind of drying out from the morning rain. But tell me a little bit about Lanier and what you all do.
Okay. Lanier is a business development firm. We focus on community engagement, event management, and fundraising.
That's awesome. So talk about your role in the Chamber of Commerce golf tournament today.
Me and my business partner, Greg Clay, we were the tournament managers for the event. Also, we helped out with sponsorship, so we were able to increase sponsorships this year.
A lot of details, a lot of stuff that goes along with it. I mean, a lot of people show up, they pay their money, and they play. They don't think about all the behind-the-scenes preparation it takes. Talk a little bit about how long you've been preparing for this.
Yeah, we've been preparing for this for about 4 to 5 months. But, you know, as we get closer to the event, that's when we start to have changes. And definitely day of, there's a lot of behind-the-scenes things that go on to make sure the tournament runs smoothly.
How long has Lanier been around?
Lanier's been around for over a year and a half.
And how can potential clients, people listening, find out more information?
Go to our website, www.lanier.com. That's LIENEUR.com.
So that's going to do it from the DeKalb Chamber of Commerce Golf Tournament. As you can tell, the conversation was better than some of the golf performances themselves. We had a great time. We had a great time bringing it to you. Some of the big movers and shakers, some of the big decision makers from in and around DeKalb County. But then again, that's what you get every Friday here on DeKalb Business Today. So make sure to tune in next Friday. And we want to remind you that this and every edition of DeKalb Business Today brought to you by the Bornelis Insurance Agency of Dunwoody, a division of Farmers Insurance. Contact Callan Bornelis and her talented team at 1-800-376-8967. For executive producer Jason Becknell, I'm Matt Holmes. We'll see you next time here on DeKalb Business Today.